pistachio mix?
Yes, I made it.
Drawing or?
Yeah, just testing.
Yeah.
Break is over.
Ooh.
Woo!
Spicy.
Where are all the other presentations?
I just put it in the shared folder. So
the conceptual or?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, conceptual design.
Oh. Because I see only my own presentation.
No, can you go back one?
Yeah.
Because it has to be PowerPoint. Yeah,
this?
Components design, that's it.
Oh, yeah. I just put it in there. Or not.
I did a bit more done than last time, because
yeah.
I knew that I didn't have time, so I just copy and paste everything into
it. Yeah. I can cut and paste it into the other folder.
You can look at file reports, because I have to record everything we are deciding and such. So
I'm trying to write it down between everything else.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have these pop-ups or these sounds, and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
And
yeah, me too.
Also, but I don't know how to use PowerPoint, so it takes me forever to get something done.
Yeah.
Yeah,
here we go again.
Welcome.
We have again three presentations, and then we have to decide on what concepts the mobile phone has to work for, the remote control has to work. Support. So, let's go.
Yes.
Yes.
Me first again, or?
Yeah,
sure.
Doesn't
matter.
Yeah. Did you open it already, or?
No.
So, welcome to the marketing presentation once again. This time about trend watching. Well, there has been an investigation again in the remote control market. It shows a number of developments. I will address them in a moment. Fashion watchers have detected the trends for young public, because that's our public. Well, fruit and vegetables will be the most important theme for clothing, shoes and furniture. And the feel of the material is expected to be spongy. So, the developments, I will address them. Oh yeah, well, this is the fruit and vegetables. It looks are fresh, bright colors, so to give you an idea. Well, the developments, development one. Well, the most important aspect for remote control happens to be a fancy look and feel, instead of the current functional look and feel. Well, fancy stands for an original look and feel of the case and the interface. And the second most important aspect is that a remote control should be technological innovative. Well, it stands for the use of technical features that do not exist in current remote controls. I think we pretty much covered that with our screen and speech recognition, so I don't expect that to be a problem. And the third development is that the remote control should be easy to use. Well, the first aspect was twice as important as the second aspect, which was twice as important as the third aspect. So that kind of gives you these ratios. So fancy look and feel is the most important point of attention. So the fruits and vegetables in combination with the sponge material. Well, technological innovation, we covered that pretty much, I guess. And easy to use, I don't think that would be a problem. So my point of attention is especially this part, that this will be correct. So that was the marketing presentation. I had only one document left. So kind of this. So a small example, kind of this look. Nothing about the buttons, but just
yeah.
Sponge kind of thing, and some fruit and colors. I don't know. just made a quick design.
Cool.
Or
Better than mine and Rob.
Yeah, you're just user interface.
Okay, I
Components.
clear the layout.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Probably open.
Yeah, true.
F5.
F5.
Alright, so I'm dealing with the components design. Let's see. I used some design examples we had from similar products, and I used possibilities from our manufacturing department about current components, which will have to be implemented in the design. That's why I had to wanted to go first. Well, they gave me an idea about what people want. We're mainly focusing on this group, but I want to make the distinction clear. I could not drag the pictures into the slide, so I don't have examples of how it looks like, but it comes down to what you think we should do with the spongy and the fruity looking type. If you the young dynamic people want soft primary colors which looks like fruits, you know, you can and shapes that are curved and not solid straight lined anymore. So this basically goes on to what you were mentioning earlier. There's a lot of factors involved in choosing the components. There's a lot of options that we have to discuss. For example, the energy source, we have four types: the basic battery, we have a hand dynamo, which we Dutch refer to it as the knijpkat. The kinetic provision of energy, which means if you move the thing, if you shake it, which will be fun for toddlers, right? If they want to use the. And of course, solar cells, but I don't know how we would use that into the design of the actual product. So,
Indoors.
Yeah,
my.
okay.
Yeah,
Calculate kilometers.
also in, you know, countries where there isn't much light, like in Scandinavia, they wouldn't be able to use it half of the year, you know? So that's not cool either. So for the case, there's the traditional uncurved flat hard case, single curved, which means that it has curves in one dimension, or the double curved. I wasn't able to finish my personal preferences sheet, but well, in all, we will have to go for the double curved because it's daring different from what we have now. The case materials, well, we have all kinds of hard materials like the hard plastic, the wood, and the titanium. I would definitely go for rubber because it fits most in what people want to see nowadays. This is a lot of text. I wasn't able to organize this yet. We have several interface designs. We can use scroll buttons for the menus, but we already kind of decided to go for
Push buttons.
For the push buttons, for the arrow buttons. So that's not really interesting. Electronics. Yeah. Maybe we want to decide on what electronics to use. The advanced chip, I think, is easiest to implement for the production because they can print it better. Yeah. I think this is about it. Yeah, I was working on some personal preferences. First, I chose for the battery because I'm traditional and that's the most obvious, easiest choice to go to. But I really think that we should maybe think about the kinetic energy where I have to move the thing to be able to use
The optional feature or combine both with one.
I guess we
Yeah,
can only
maybe
fit
one.
one fit one source for each one.
I can imagine that the kinetic type energy source would be more expensive to make. But it is more long lasting, that the people don't have to ever buy batteries again.
And it's more fun. I
And it's
think
also
we
more
should
fun. Yeah,
probably
I always chuck my remote control around, so.
Just playing with it, and especially when the material is rubber, it can be done. I mean, you can't harm it, so it's a perfect
Exactly.
combination,
You
I
don't
guess.
have to be scared about bouncing it off the floor and breaking it or whatever. So, that's the end of it.
Double curve is like this.
single curved, let's say, would be a square box,
mm.
but then with curves on one dimension,
yeah.
and double curved means that it would have
also
curves in every direction.
Yeah, okay.
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 Yeah.
One very important thing I was thinking about is the speech option. We were going to use that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's one thing which I'm not sure of how to implement it into the.
Well, the visual representation is not.
No, okay, but
speech.
It has to be combined with the menu for functions and.
Yeah.
So,
just
okay.
Yeah, I think you can just match the speech commands with the.
Yeah.
Features that are already present.
Okay.
So
yeah,
we don't think you have to design
but
anything.
But do the speech just for the basic options, for the simple buttons,
no.
for everything, also for
yeah.
advanced options. Okay. Yeah, this is all very yeah, basic, trendy design, everybody says it. So that's what's. Yeah. Yeah. In the last meeting, we were. Yeah, putting the simple and the advanced options separated. It's yeah, obvious. Yeah, pressing the menu option will disable all other options on your remote control. And only the LCD panel will light up, and you can only change the yeah
and
options.
And the buttons that you need to
yeah.
control.
Yeah, design has to be very attractive, but that's your guy. You have to delete this, but
yeah.
this is the simple layout. Display on the upper side with the menu button, and maybe some sort of cancel button or save button.
That would be the back.
Back
and okay.
Back and okay.
Yeah.
You did read the minutes, I wrote.
Huh?
You did read the. Minutes, I wrote?
A little bit, I think, but not everything.
Yeah, okay. But I pretty much summed up all the buttons.
Okay.
Made, so.
Oh, I didn't read that.
I hate doing work for them.
But this is the basic design for the yeah for the buttons. I wanted to categorize everything with speech, display, yeah, sound. Everything you noted in your minutes. Every push button has its own LED light, so you can yeah change make it more trendy for younger people, and if there are older people, they want it more yeah more luxurious. So that's also an option. That was it.
That was it.
Okay.
Okay, so what we have to decide is what kind of components do we use, energy source, chip type, case type, and user interface, but I don't see a clear distinction between this, so I think what we have is okay. So we already decided that kinetic would be the choice for energy.
No.
The case would be doubly curved.
Rubber
so
material.
Rubber material. And that's the only thing we have left.
Yeah, we need the chip on print to be able to support the screen and
okay, no,
the audio function.
So that's is that the advanced chip?
Yeah. Otherwise, you would have a simple chip just for pressing
yeah.
buttons, but you need more.
Right.
I'm just
point
thinking, this is not my department, but I'm not sure what this is going to cost to be able to.
No, I didn't get any info on this.
Because we need to sell it for 25 euro.
Yeah.
It's going to be difficult, no?
Yeah.
The cost of making it should be 12 and a half.
Yeah, total,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get any information about that.
It's also produced in China.
Yeah.
Child labor, we love it.
Yeah, so it doesn't. Well, the interface helps.
Yeah, the interface, maybe we can.
Yeah, it's quite difficult because we have a
got all the options.
No. Do you have a picture of Dudley carved case? And could you put it in the group folder? The project folder?
Let me see.
If you go to your home page or something, you should.
Yeah,
get your own information. I got my project folder, your picture, and also.
Well.
Ah, you didn't draw it yourself.
No.
Ah.
It's your last time.
And maybe it's.
Yeah, that.
It's just the menu I was.
Yeah. Yeah, this
Maybe
makes sense also with a arrow, so that indicates that there's a menu under them.
Yeah, perfect.
Cool.
That's cool.
Maybe it's easier if you guys come over here.
Oh
see,
yeah.
This is the standard traditional type where the form serves the function, you know? It's like really basic, but this is more appealing to old people and we don't want that. This is what we're looking for. That means curved in both dimensions. Not only
I
like
see.
This, but
yeah, also
it has to be.
So you can hold it.
Exactly, it has to be kind of instead of the PlayStation module, it has to be like the GameCube, you know, where your thumbs would be laying in the instrument, and it has to be
it
nice to hold.
It has also to be luxurious for rich people. This is a little bit like on the shield.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
Yeah.
The dilemma actually, because we want to appeal to the young public with fancy, with flashy colors, and with a lot of shape, and and the rubber, it will look cheap always.
Yeah.
You know, with
the color shield, we can make the color shield with LEDs beneath the buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Press the button.
There is mobile phones in which you can change the color also of the
lights.
Maybe we should consider this function to customize it, and so I mean kids can make it look more flashy with different kinds of colors.
Yeah.
And people will want something, you know,
different
or more design.
Mm-hmm.
They can go for one color, like for example this
underwater.
Personally, I think it's really ugly.
Yeah.
Just give me the thing that's inside there, but
yeah.
Maybe I should
hold
for this
stuff.
For
the
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So
that's
this is with the curved open.
That's simply curved.
Yeah.
Well, we could make a compromise between that, but I don't know if it's worth the effort.
A compromise between what?
Instead of doubling curve, we take single curve. So, since you want a more to the.
This
will
be single curve, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is only in this dimension here. Okay, so curve here and that. Also, right.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we keep a single curve. Yeah, that would be an option, I don't know what you think.
I think that, our aim is to make something different, right?
Yeah.
Make something new.
Mm-hmm.
I would go for the double curved. And I'm thinking, a drawing palette, where you have the shape for your thumb, so it kind of holds nicely. Something like that. Well, this is
maybe
really
more curved. You can make more options for movements. If you have to have your hands, we're not only. You don't need one dimension, but you can use other dimensions for pressing more buttons.
Yeah, so you can make a trigger button or something like that,
something to shoot.
Or that is the confirmation button or something that you scroll with your thumb with the arrows and then confirm.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a nice way to use it. But I mean, I'm thinking big already. I mean, we need something that you can able to use in one hand.
So from top view it looks kind of like this, but from the side you can have it also in a kind of shape. Maybe because the screen is on top you can have. Maybe you can have this kind of shape, a little upwards, so that the screen is more
towards yourself, so you can easily see your screen.
How
Well, you
about
have it in your hand, so it's a kind of an angle from your eyes to the screen. So then you have double curved in some way. But this is, so the screen is positioned over here. Oh, something like that. And the buttons are more, well, it's very thick now, but
only the simple functions will be visible at first.
Yeah, that
and
you can press it and then it comes up, or
yeah, something like that.
So you have the side view,
but then the side view can be straight if you have a pop-up screen. But I don't know if that's too expensive.
So and you want to be able to make this.
No, I would draw it like this.
So this is the side view that you have a screen that will come up here and can go down that way. You know what I mean? So
okay,
that it will come up like that.
Okay, so the buttons are on top here and you flip it over that way.
Yeah, or preferably even keep the simple buttons here.
Yeah.
And then under the screen even you
oh
can
the
put
more,
yeah,
more
yeah
advanced
yeah
buttons.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
yeah, that's good.
Yeah, the more advanced options were for the menu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you
for
you
the LCD menu.
Oh okay.
Yeah.
You just want to hide them all.
Yeah,
yeah, not all, because you need most of them, the arrow buttons. But you can hide the okay in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
Button and the menu button also, because when you flip it open,
yeah,
you can maybe even drop the menu button, because maybe if you flip it open it will activate them automatically.
Activate them, yeah.
So okay, but you have you need some button to flip this.
Right.
Open.
True.
Just
true.
But you can make a trigger here. You
yeah
a simple
yeah, and it says menu and it flips open and then
yes
you have the buttons to control
it's
in combination with your
it's not very very strong yeah if you drop it one time
true
it
it can
well
go open.
Yeah, the idea
of
it was
it
is that because you close it you cover the LCD screen and it won't be vulnerable to scratches or
and
whatever.
It and
okay
it will be
and
covered in some kind of thin rubber thing or something.
Exactly,
yeah,
like
so
exactly. We
bounce.
Just have to
yeah
make sure that the closing mechanism
it's
won't
very
break.
No, it's very
it's
strong.
It's very solid.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, so that may work.
That actually will offer some extra
okay
protection.
Okay, but then we still have the thing of the shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what
I was
kind of
thinking if you have your hand, if this is your.
Alright.
Yeah, the lower part doesn't work, I guess. So maybe you should try it on
okay
the.
If this is your thumb and this is your hand like that with your wrist that it would be kind of shaped like this, you know, so it's easier to hold in your hand.
That's
when
yeah
you're left-handed, that's a problem.
Oh yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah,
then
yeah,
you can
then you would have to
yeah
but
to make
that's
it like this
expensive
like
yeah
like you drew here.
Yeah,
and maybe then make this thicker also than the center, give it
mm-hmm an
economical
shape.
Shape
but
then
yeah
yeah,
yeah, yeah. The female shape, yeah.
Obviously.
We could make some
make
rubber, some rubber, yeah, mm moles in which you can change.
Oh yeah. Some
and so if you. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's optional for later, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have hardware inside, which is. So it has to have some sort of
some
basic shape.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, maybe better.
And also the screen, you cannot mold it.
No,
know?
No, no,
that's
no
okay.
We should better choose one shape.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's kind of tidy, so it's good in the hand, and then
you
on the side with your
you
thumb.
You can place the screen
you
here.
You can use
up.
Yeah. You
yeah
can use the button.
So the keywords are primary colors.
And but then I would
spongy.
Spongy.
I would do the arrows here, kind of thing.
Spongy can be
with buttons and
there
the simple
then
buttons here. So
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And the control things in the middle, the arrows.
Yeah,
and
that's
the
what
arrows
I mean.
Over
the
here
arrows over here.
Yeah,
and here the
numbers.
Simple.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I think that's a nice design.
Pretty nice design.
That's
yeah
cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, or do we want to make its shape look like a banana or something? I don't know.
Yeah, this.
Banana is a weird shape and other fruits also, so
yeah
it's better to have some sort of basic print and then a fruit print in some primary colors.
Yeah,
I don't know
like
what color should the basic print be like. Like some soft
orange
green
or
something, or
blue
and then
dark blue. Yeah.
Oh yeah, dark blue and then
we should use
and then very bright
yeah.
Yellow banana, an orange, a green apple, stuff like that with very bright tones, I guess.
Hmm.
Yeah,
so
we need
like
very
that.
Primary colors like
yeah.
Light red, bright yellow.
Yeah, but the primary colors we can create with the LEDs on the remote
yeah.
control.
Yeah, okay.
If
yeah.
If you make it just blue, give it a blue color, then it's just a neutral color. Also for the more for the older people.
Mm. It doesn't
cool.
really work too
no,
well.
It's
I guess. Oh. Okay.
There's text.
Right.
Then you have text.
You can also make the line with.
Yeah. 2 hours further.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Thickness.
So that's blue.
Why not go for the 20?
Yeah,
that's what I call painting. So that's a dark blue basic color,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, and then
it's pretty nice.
That.
And then
some
yeah,
yellow.
With some yellow banana.
Color.
How about some some flashing standby lights like you have on the Samsung? Well, I don't like the gold brand's phones. The you know that. Because I remember from one of our first meetings that people lose their remote controls often.
Yeah.
So not only in the colors of the LEDs, that we want something to keep it visible at all times.
How do you mean?
Some flashing colors so you can't lose it.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe
I think it's a bit too much. But
yeah, an orange. Alright, well, this is more like purple, I guess, but
yeah.
It should be more real dark blue, so the contrast with the fruit objects is pretty
yeah.
high.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it would be a nice nice device.
And which color should I give the display?
I mean, the color of the background of the
yeah,
display.
Yeah.
Well, I don't guess it has to be 65. 5,000 color, so yeah, too expensive.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
just a blue backlight or
yeah.
something like that. Green is too old fashioned, but blue.
As
blue's
long
okay.
as you use high contrast between the background and foreground color.
Yeah, maybe
so people with
maybe
the
white backlight.
White backlight and dark
letters. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever which is visible.
Yeah.
I know you should. Tested under light conditions. I mean, it's hard
yeah.
to tell.
And also
funny.
For people who are a bit
colorblind.
Yeah.
Because that's mostly red and green, at least.
Which color should the buttons be?
That's adjustable.
Whoa.
Why
all
adjustable?
All buttons?
Yeah.
Why
no.
Wow.
That's how we are going to make it more trendy. Or is it too expensive?
Maybe I mean they
it's
have to
difficult.
They have to have some color, right? And if the background is
blue.
Very dark blue,
maybe green.
But don't we want to make the background the bright colors? So the tone
yeah,
of the thing is very bright. Like the pictures I showed you guys, those
yeah.
things were all like bright red, flashy. Bright red, flashy.
So more like. More like this color.
Yeah, something like that. Something
and
that
then
stands out more.
Then yellow and orange and red objects on it or something.
Yeah.
But then again, which color should the buttons be? The press buttons. Should they be white or black or
red?
And it looks quite cheap, that color, I think. It's not
it's green?
Yeah,
but it's pretty fresh on the other side.
It's actually a pretty trendy color at the moment.
It's trendy, okay.
Yeah. My couch is in that color.
Ooh,
this is
a couch.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
It worked pretty well. And then time was up.
Did you get a pop-up?
Yeah, within 5 minutes.
That you have 5 minutes
left
or?
Yeah, left and then we'll have to kick you out.
So, something like this.
Yeah.
which would be pretty nice color. But maybe the buttons, well, buttons in red is maybe a bad contrast for colorblind people.
Yeah.
Because
no,
the red of the green.
But the buttons have their own LEDs or not?
Yeah.
They have LEDs, but they
the
have
red
a
and
color.
Green are actually the easiest to discriminate, even for colorblind.
Yeah.
They will see one of each as gray.
Yeah.
But if you use green on blue, those kind of colors will look the same.
Okay.
Okay. So red buttons are okay.
Okay, that's the default setting, the red buttons.
Yeah, but I think you need to keep in mind that the LEDs are just extra light.
How do you mean? Yeah.
They don't determine the color.
Okay,
that
yeah,
much,
I was thinking about red LEDs and blue LEDs. And
you have
that's
to
that's
print
too
on
busy,
the
I guess.
You have
yeah.
a background, each number is transparent.
Yeah.
Partly, but you have to print on the number or the sign,
okay.
So you can't
you
totally
better
change the colors.
Better keep the LED and the button itself in the same color,
yeah.
I guess. So just an extra
bit of light,
bit of light on the
same thing. I think is make kind of a see-through plastic button with
yeah.
One colored LED behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that the whole button will shine
mm-hmm.
as the color. And if you think about easy to use buttons, we have to make it the shape so that it's easy to hold for both hands, but also that you can reach the buttons
mm-hmm.
with your thumb.
Yeah.
If
okay,
you hold the machine.
Don't mean to discourage you.
Basically, you two are going to work on the smart board the next 30 minutes to design something.
Right.
So, right. And. You will do the evaluation
of the product,
yeah.
which we don't have yet.
Yeah, about.
So, what? How should I do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
You get the deal.
Or you send it to me, or just because
yeah,
you are going to
finished.
Design it
yeah.
on this board, right?
Yeah, but maybe you can do the evaluation. You don't have to evaluate yet, but you can make a procedure which.
Yeah,
I
probably get instructions on that
yeah.
how to do that, so I make another presentation, I guess.
Yeah.
I know what's gonna happen.
About,
yeah.
yeah.
So
you have a basic idea.
I have a basic idea.
And you two are going to do this.
Yeah.
So
look
we're
and feel
work here on the sketch board.
Yeah.
yeah.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Yeah. Alright, so that's...
So I suggest make a new page and be creative.
Yeah.
Do you have to do it at this moment? After
yeah, you have
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Okay.
Then we have to see something.
Yeah.
Which we
yeah.
can
right.
show
this
to the
is
management.
Basically, what we are thinking about.
Yeah. Shall we make a new?
Yeah.
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 Let's just delete all
next.
These.
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah, just.
Next. Yeah.
Make a new one.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, and save this board.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
save
I'll
it.
Just I'll just keep it there.
Yeah, okay, but just press save and
yeah.
it'll be fine.
On the left.
I should also include clip art.
Okay.
If you rather draw in paint or something.
So
okay.
Shall we make some outline sketches of the basic shape first?
Yeah. Because after that we can make the user internal interface.
Yeah, because I have to focus on the basic look and feel design,
yeah.
so how it's going to look. And you have to think how we're going to put the screen in it and those kind of things. So if I'm drawing and you think, okay, I'm not going to be able to put a screen in there, you have to correct.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I draw in black then for a normal sketch?
Oh, no, it's
with thin. So we kind of want...
Yeah. So the plastic buttons also help because of they are only during interaction. So
excuse me.
Well, it's a good thing that the buttons aren't that they are plastic because then you can light up the light
yeah.
under
yeah.
it when they are usable.
No.
Maybe you should draw it very large.
Yeah, but
Yes.
Yeah.
this part isn't functioning.
So
Oh, right.
How do we
Erase?
Now or insert text?
I don't know, maybe just start typing.
It's
Oh, that's a bit big, yeah.
You also do the other sides, not only the front side or the
Yeah,
top side, but
exactly.
also the side view.
Let's make first the other views. The front view, side view, and the back view.
I thought for the side view that the basic section would be rather a bit thicker than the middle, where you're
Yeah.
holding it with your, because your fingers have to fit
The middle
underneath
has to be very small, so you can have it in your hand.
Exactly, but the upper side has to be a bit more like that, I think.
Yeah,
Don't
the
you think?
display, we yeah, we can
The
put
display we will put in here, the basic functions, and here, where it's most reachable,
Yeah.
the
arrow functions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is hard. But I don't have to draw it exactly, do we?
No, it's okay.
Wait, let me try it one more time. Maybe if it's easier if I draw it in less. Okay, of course, it become way more ugly.
You can make it larger. Maybe it's easier to draw
It's fun to work with this pen. So larger.
Yeah, that's the basic idea, yeah.
Yeah, so side. Okay. Other views?
Only if you are going to put buttons on the side of the unit.
Yeah.
That's the question.
Let's fill in the buttons later.
Yeah.
So this is gonna be from the
Is this from the side?
Yeah, sorry.
Because the screen goes up like that, right?
Yeah.
So then it's like this, or
yeah.
That's not convenient because then you have the screen like this and you look like this. Better to have it somewhat like this, or does it flip all the way?
That it has to flip up
Ma-
to here.
Maybe it's easier to integrate the LCD screen just into this bubble.
Okay.
Because it doesn't have to flip then. Because
yeah,
you have enough space for making an LCD. Because
it's better to have this like this, I guess, and then flip it like
But why
this.
Why do we need the flipping
You can adjust the angle to which it flips, so it can also from this angle it can flip all the way
Okay.
up to there.
Yeah.
You can flip it up to there if you want.
So yeah, but we still keep the flipping mechanism.
Think
so?
Yeah, we keep the flip.
Yeah, because I think it will feel weird if you would make this smaller and this bigger or something. That
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now the shape is okay, but yeah, I don't see why we should use the flipping mechanism.
Yeah,
because
I thought it would be cool.
Okay, yeah, it's for
yeah, but
for
maybe
more trendy.
Yeah, but maybe we should then.
Because we have enough space here. We got the basic functions.
Yeah, there
the
in the middle.
The arrow. Yeah, but
shouldn't we integrate it?
Yeah, and
then
we sh- yeah.
like oh. So. So this is the shape. Oh, he hasn't.
It doesn't aim so well.
Okay, but the screen is a bit lower because if it falls on the
yeah,
other side, it doesn't fall on the screen, so there's a layer of rubber on
yeah,
the sides.
Definitely.
So no flipping.
No flipping? Or
no flipping.
Yeah. You wanted the flipping, so.
Yeah, I guess, but I mean,
but
most
if you if
count,
you
right?
If you drop it, it just breaks. And it has to be very strong because of the
kinetic.
Yeah,
so
kinetic.
We better make it like this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
also
for
the
yeah.
children, it's for people
Same.
Not 16 years.
They're responsible enough to have a mobile phone, so also to
Yeah,
be with
okay,
their
that's true.
remote controller. Yes.
Okay. Yeah?
Well,
Yeah, I'm just
I'll just
thinking totally different designs also.
Okay.
Remember that the weird pocket phone thing
Oh,
which
by the way,
looked like kind of a Game Boy?
Yeah.
Maybe we should try something like that.
I found out a name for our product.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's called the Real Remote.
Ooh.
Alright.
The copyright signed after Real.
Yeah.
A Real Remote.
Yeah, I like it.
Let's
Maybe
do it.
you can include that somehow.
Yeah. We should work on our own remote.
Oh yeah, we have
Yeah.
to include that in our design
And it's
as
really
well.
powerful, so you see.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What
Yes.
the hell's that?
K, see you two
I
in
think
half an hour.
It's a sensor.
Okay.
Okay.
Good luck.
Yep. Okay, that's the site. It's okay. But do we want options on the site with the buttons?
Yeah.
Or just
I
leave
think
it.
we do.
Could make a volume button scroll button.
Yeah, or also scrolling for the
For
yeah.
menu.
Yeah. I don't know, we kind of wanted to stick with
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
just thinking if we wanna make something different, right? So with the scroll is more futuristic than the standard arrow buttons.
Yeah. Yeah, you are going to design it, so